sound louder, better, bigger, because size really does matter. And everything's bigger in Texas.
99.5 FM K258 BZ Sugarland and 99.5 FM K258 DA Houston. Radio Debung is powered by Discount Power. Go to discountpowertx.com today.
The views and opinions expressed on the following program are those of the authors and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of RD Broadcasting LLC, Radio Debung 99.5 FM, or its affiliates. Individual programmers are responsible for their own content. If you have concerns regarding the following programming, please send an email to info@radiodebung.com.
The Chai Time Show will be right back on 99.5 FM.
Hi, I'm Lynn.
I'm Asma.
I'm Sasha.
I'm Layla.
I'm Alifia.
Join us Mondays from 11 to 12 only on 99.5 FM for a fun afternoon chat with Chai Time,
where we will chat about food, health, beauty, and much, much more. So sit back and just chill.
Just chill, chill, just chill. Just chill, chill, just chill.
More than 17 years of business experience. Winner of the National Quality Award from the National Association of Insurance and Financial Advisory for 9 consecutive years. Member of the Court of the Table Million Dollar Roundtable, the premier association of insurance and financial professionals for 4 consecutive years. Chairman's Counsel Agent with New York Life, which put him in the top 1% in the country for 8 consecutive years. Supporting community events and charitable organizations for over a decade. One name, Amir Ali Dodia, your agent of the community. Call today to secure your family's financial future. Agent, New York Life Insurance Company, 832-877-0177. That is 832-877-0177. Call today to help secure your family's financial future.
I'm so sick and tired of just doing the regular girls' night out. We need to think something outside of the box. Like, I'm just something different.
I just heard about this new place that opened up in Sugarland. It's called Artsy Soul.
Artsy Soul?
Yeah. It's a new place where you can do mosaic, make candles, pottery, painting.
Wow, that sounds like fun.
It is fun. We should get Sarah and Janie and all our girls together for a girls' night. And it's right on University Boulevard.
Let's do this. Give me the number. Let's get the girls together.
The number is 346-874-7507.
Okay, so the number is 346-874-7507. Got it. Okay, well, I'm going to get the girls on the phone.
So, no, ye jo tumhari aankhi hai na?
Haan, meri aankhi?
जैसे बिजली के टिमटिमाते हुए दो बल्ब
हैं
और ये जो तुम्हारी रेशमी जुल्फें हैं ना
हां हां मेरे रेशमी जुल्फों का क्या
जैसे बिजली की तारें
क्या
और ये जो तुम्हारा नाजुक सा दिल है ना
अब मेरे दिल को क्या हुआ
जैसे कोई बिजली का ट्रांसफार्मर
ओफो ये क्या तुम मेरे से बिजली की बोली बोल रहे हो
बस क्या बताऊं जब से ये डिस्काउंट पावर लिया है ना तब से हर चीज में मुझे बिजली ही बिजली नजर आती है
वैसे सच कह रहे हो मुझे भी तुम आजकल किसी बिजली के खंभे से कम नहीं लगते
अरे वाह
खुदा करे कि तुम्हारा स्विच कभी ऑफ ना हो और ये जो तुम्हारा फड़कता हुआ दिल है ना डिस्काउंट पावर के बिल की तरह हमेशा मेरे काबू में रहे
साइन अप योर होम और बिजनेस टुडे गो टू discountpowertx.com दैट्स discountpowertx.com और कॉल 877-455-4674
डिस्काउंट पावर
अरे वाह
PCT नंबर 10177
'Twas the holiday party, and all through the halls were bright smiling faces and loud cheerful calls. The party guests had eaten, a feast made to please, catered with style from Arling's Chinese, presented with poise and serviced with grace. Catering from Arling's put a smile on every face. Make your next party delicious with ease. Cater with style, Arling's Chinese. Halal menu available. See our menu at arlingschinese.com.
In a world full of wonders, all a child needs is complete care and a built environment to nourish and explore the hidden treasures within. Unfortunately, not every child has those things. It is the Rupani Foundation's mission to make sure that they do. Focusing on new immigrant, low-income, and refugee families, the Rupani Foundation engages parents and children in programs that will impact their futures in positive ways for years to come. Learn more about the Rupani Foundation. Find out what resources may be available to you or get involved and make a positive change in someone's life. Call 713-777-5059. That's 713-777-5059 to learn more about the Rupani Foundation. We do what we do because the Rupani Foundation understands.
Experience royalty at the Maharaja Bhog. Maharaja Bhog, a pure vegetarian cuisine with recipes passed down through generations. 30 different dishes served at your table. Aapka pet to bhar jayega, ji nahi bharega. Visit Maharaja Bhog for a traditional meal in royal style. Boxed meals and catering also available. Call 713-771-2464. That's 713-771-2464.
You're listening to the Chai Time Show on 99.5 FM.
Listen close what I gotta say. Cause you know there ain't no other way. Love is the message, eh? Y'all ready? Let's go.
Yeah, we can make it better, yeah. When we come together, yeah. All you got is me and yeah. All I got is you.
Welcome to Chai Time. Here is your Monday chart, only on 99.5 FM with your hosts,
Layla
and Lynn. Thanks for tuning in on this lovely Monday morning with us on Chai Time. We hope everyone had a wonderful weekend. So we are really excited for today's show, and we actually have a great announcement. So joining us on air, we have Lubna Fazal, who is going to share an event which is coming up December the 6th. So let's get her on air. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Lubna, how are you?
Good, good. Thank you so much for taking me on air this morning.
Oh, no, it's our pleasure. So tell us what's happening December the 6th.
December the 6th, this coming Friday, is the Share Your Holiday Food Drive 2019.
Okay.
Happening at the Ismaili Jamaat Khana and Center from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. The location of the Jamaat Khana is 1700 First Colony Boulevard in Sugar Land. And we are collecting canned goods, we're collecting packaged goods that have a long shelf life, toothbrushes, soap bars, dish detergent, everything that is going to be donated will go to the East Fort Bend Human Needs Ministry to support our Fort Bend neighbors in need. Basically, this is an initiative of ABC 13. And we have been participating with them for the past 4 years. This will be our fourth year. So we collect food, and then whatever is being collected is being sent off to the Houston, the Fort Bend pantries for whomever needs it. Mm-hmm. So it's a great event. You know, we have schools that come out and perform throughout the day. They basically make like a field trip out of it. They come out, they perform with their choir groups or their bands. And, you know, then we have food and like refreshments for them. And so, you know, they hang out. We have a lot of activities throughout the day. We have like Fort Bend Discovery Center that comes out and does activities for the kids. We have like nail art, henna art. Just different activities that the little ones can enjoy. So if you have kids who are like, you know, going to school in the morning for a few hours and then they're home, you can bring them over and then they can just, you know, hang out and have some fun, get some hot cocoa, do some activities, and you can make a donation. So it's, you know, it's an all-day event. We're not just collecting, but we're kind of doing like a, and everything that I just mentioned is free. So just the activities and the collection and anything that happens. Also, another thing is that ABC 13 comes out to the site and does some live shots. So you may be lucky where you can, you know, come and have your 2 minutes of fame and get on TV. So that usually happens in the morning. ABC 13 comes out and they do some live shots while food's being dropped off. Because some of our schools collect a lot of food and, you know, they bring it in there, like they load their buses and then they bring them over. So that's how, you know, these events have been working in the past, and we're really excited because last year we were able to collect about 51,000 pounds of food at the Smiley Jumat Kanaan Center. So we're looking to beat that number this year, so please come out and support the drive, help your neighbors, you know, share your holiday. I think that's about it.
All right. Thank you so much.
Questions?
No, thank you so much for, you know, sharing this event with us. And of course, it is for a great cause. So we do encourage everyone to please, you know, donate your canned items at the Smiley Jumat Kanaan Center. And of course, it is in Sugar Land. And the address is 1700 First Colony Boulevard. Thank you so much, Lubna. And you have a great morning.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And if anybody has any other further questions or has any other, you know, queries, they can email, they can send us like a message through the IGKC for Facebook page.
Okay.
And, you know, send us a message there and we'll get back to them if they need any additional information.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Lynn.
All right.
Have
bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye. All right, so getting back now, this is exciting. We are, you know, we just had a great chat with Lubna, who is doing the food drive. And this morning, we have three wonderful ladies joining us. You know, I don't really want to say too much. I've met them. They are wonderful, passionate. They have a lot of drive in them, and they want to spread awareness through children and young adults. And that is such a great thing to do. So let's not waste any more time, and let's start introducing each one of them. We have the founder, Rajni. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have the co-founder, Suchitra and Deborah. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Thank you for having us here.
Oh, thank you. It's our pleasure.
Yes.
So let's start with you, Rajni. Let's, you know, start with the introduction and get, you know, sort of like talk about you and I and what a great organization that is. We had the chance to meet you ladies and we were very, very inspired with what you'll strive for and what you'll do.
And that's exactly what we do. We inspire. We inspire everyone around us to come forward, like how, I don't remember the name, but yeah. So how they're doing, like,
yes.
You know, there's so many wonderful organizations in our community and so many who would want to be part of such good work. And that's what we are trying to provide. But the difference what we are making here is providing in a platform for ages 5 and up, mm-hmm. like where, you know, the seeds that you sow in that tender age, that young age,
right.
That the compassion and the awareness about the community in such young age, if you are bringing that awareness in them, that's when it becomes a natural phenomenon for them when they get into their teens or when they become young adults, that you no longer have to teach them.
Right.
They are inspiring everyone around them.
Yeah.
So that is why we all have come together to form this organization, Unite,
mm-hmm.
United, to
yes.
inspire
right.
each other and everyone around us.
Yes.
So my name is Rajni, and I'm a dentist by profession.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from India, and I'm a mom of for an 8-year-old wonderful daughter. And she has been volunteering since her age 5.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
You know, coming from that background of seeing life in different facets in India, growing up over there and seeing the realities of life in different ways has what actually inspired us to this thought of giving back to the community, wherever we are,
right.
The community that we are living in. Our children have to know about their own community, just like
yeah.
how we did about ours.
Right.
And I would like listeners to know about our co-founders.
Hi, everyone. My name is Suchitra. I'm an architect from India and a mom of two wonderful boys. And yeah, as Rajni said in her initial thing that when you start at a very early age, the seeds, I think for volunteering, that's what has happened with me. I'm from a family where we all have been into volunteering, into community activities, thanks to my parents. That I don't remember my childhood, as far as I can remember, we started off with volunteering around the community for different reasons, different occasions, and that's how I'm already into it, and I want my kids and everyone around it. And of course, I have a very supportive husband who is also into volunteering, and my friends, and of course Rajini, because she saw me, and then she, I really thank her for trusting that thing of, you know, asking me to come and start off this with her. So that's how we are here.
Yes. Hi, my name is Deborah Banerjee. I have a doctorate in public health. This particular organization that I am part of was just incredibly inspiring. So Rajni actually approached me and asked if I would be interested in participating, interested in being a board member, and I was thrilled, because I really believe in the vision, and I do, you know, echoing some of the things that our founder and co-founder said, I really do believe that, you know, nurturing that feeling of compassion and engagement with the community has to start early. And I had never seen a five-year-old volunteer. And this was the first time I saw that, and I was just blown away by that.
That's amazing.
It is. I mean, they are so very engaged.
Yeah.
You know, little kids, they're donating things and they're engaged. It is so impressive.
Yeah.
So as far as my background, I have a background in public health, as I mentioned, but I also have a background in child psychology and epidemiology, etc. I think I have played a role in helping, helping with some of the initiatives that involve some degree of research or some degree of perhaps knowledge about the community or about public health. I think I've played a role in that, and I am absolutely thrilled to be part of Unite and Inspire.
So Unite and Inspire, the name itself speaks high volumes, of course. And we had the honor, y'all invited us, the Chai Time ladies, to attend one of your events. And it was such an eye-opener for us. We met such smart young kids out there. I shouldn't even call them kids. They're way too smart. they were in so many, involved in different projects, and the accomplishment, the what they learned, they not only learned, but they also taught us a lot in that event. And I'd like you, Rajni, to kind of share with us about that event that which we attended.
Sure. I'll be very happy to share about that. Just like we were mentioning about how it is important to inculcate these values in the little children, it is equally important to make these young children, like high schoolers, to learn about, because they're always so engrossed in their academics and the stress that they subliminally carry in their minds. We are inspiring them to get into this community service in a way that it's helping them in their career and as well as in their community service. To explain more about like how we are functioning in initiatives that we have laid out. We run in four initiatives,
mm-hmm.
Just like how you see our logo here. Like we run in four initiatives, and we bring everyone together at different ages, and sometimes more like a family too. just like she said, supportive family is what really important for children to have that good environment and that natural process. Like in my family, like it's the same. Like my husband is very supportive, and my child is she is the first critic for me when I start something, and when I keep doing it, she is the one like who would come and pinpoint. They're very transparent and they're very like very giving. Mm-hmm. So through our initiative Help and Impact, we are trying to provide these volunteering opportunities from that age of 5 to any age. Like even their parents come and tag along with them and then team up with them and do it as a togetherness, right. An activity of togetherness, of giving back to the community. Now, interesting thing is, she mentioned about the East Bend Human Aids Ministry, right?
Right.
The caller, like,
yes.
You know, about the Houston Food Bank thing.
Yes.
Two Saturdays in a month, mm-hmm. like every other Saturday in a month, we volunteer at community gardening. This is an activity for the ages 5 and up, where they love to get their hands dirty and they dig in to see what kind of worms are helpful for the bed that they're mm-hmm. preparing and all that. And all the produce actually go to this Human Aids Ministry.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that is exactly why we volunteered there, because we do not choose places like where it is commercial, but we choose those places which are so much value to our community. So when they go and they volunteer there, then they're not only learning about the ways of gardening or the methods of gardening and the scientific ways of it, but they're also learning about what happens to this produce. So when they weigh those pounds of peppers or okra that they have harvested, yeah. then the next question pops in their mind is, so what are we going to do with this? Are you going to cook? Yeah. Then, so they pop all these questions, all these little yeah. ones. They go and they ask the questions to the gardeners there, and they explain them that this is going to Human Aids Ministry pantry. And then they ask about the pantry, like what does it do? Like who are there? I mean, who are the people who are benefiting from this? And then they get to know about, they get to learn about the shelter and why they are in the shelter. And how? What are the other ways that we can help them? So this is in a very educational way of volunteering too,
right.
Like not just about the activity, but also things related to that activity. So like that, in a very methodical way, in a very yeah. systematic way, all throughout the year, through this initiative of Help and Impact, we volunteer at many partnering organizations. Houston Food Bank is one of them too. Mm-hmm. The same way, like. On a broad scale, if I have to say, we volunteer more for in a very regular way for a special need kids community, for seniors, for homeless, and for children, providing the lunch sacks like for the children, or like making those sacks like for our partnering organization who are serving lunches to them. So in this way, and all these hours, like the children come for different reasons. Like the elementary kids, if they're coming just for the fun of it or to have that
yeah.
enjoyment of it.
Yeah.
The little older ones, like the middle schoolers or older ones, like high schoolers, they come probably for their yes hours yeah. or like NJHS. But that could probably be the reason that they're stepping in, but we mold them into a more meaningful way
yeah.
of getting their hours.
Right.
That... after this, after the activities or the one round of activities, they no longer think about their hours.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're thinking about when is the next activity.
Yeah.
And that's how they come to us.
That's
so amazing. This is a, in a way, like, you know, we are throwing them open into different avenues of mm-hmm. learning about what other organizations are there in the community who are serving the friends of the community, like meaning like the homeless or the special needs or underprivileged sections of the community. Now, while doing so, they probably might get interested in some of the works that we are doing.
Right.
Say, like some who is got connected to the special needs kids that they want to do more.
Yeah.
Or some might have got connected to, you know, a person like who is in need, like say children who are suffering from blood-borne disorders, or because we would have done an activity for them, so they would have got to know about it, so they want to do more about it. Or they probably might want to do in little more like for in the fields of, like, say, education. Like, we run coding classes for the patrons of the community through the libraries and through other avenues where we train the high schoolers and all our adult professionals, like they, parents, like you and my parents. Yeah. So they come and they instruct them, and we let these children teach the community. So they're not only learning about their tutoring skills, but also learning about what an importance it is, like, to impart the knowledge.
Right.
And so they want to do further more into it. So, taking all these interests of these volunteer kids, like, who get connected to the reasons that they believe in, and we expand that furthermore into other verticals what we have, like the Share and Grow, which is about... Like our organization name suggests, it is Unite and Inspire. It's in the shorter form is you and I.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. So that's the concept we believe in.
Yeah.
Because so even with Share and Grow, the initiative itself is with the idea, with the concept of that, where we collaborate with the local nonprofits. It's not about just our organization. It is about so many other organizations who are in need, and how we can collaborate with them, and what special work that we can bring to them, dedicated works we can bring to them. I would like Suchitra to talk more about that initiative.
Yeah. So you all have different initiatives. It's it's like not just three of y'all doing the same thing. Y'all have each of y'all have your own thing that y'all do, right?
Yeah. Yes. I think the way we came up with that is in our experiences, personal life and volunteering and all this. I think we were discussing in our initial days of formation that we recognize the different ways we would volunteer. We see people asking questions, and that's when we came up with these four different initiatives and how to differentiate, because as she said, we want the kids and the volunteers to go into an organization not only for hours and how do you start, but to understand why they're doing it and how they can take it forward as a person, as an organization. And that's when our thought came about this Share and Grow, our second initiative, where we realized that there are a lot of nonprofit organizations around the town and world where I think we miss knowing the existence of the other organization unless we are really into that field.
Yes.
Right. So our idea is to build a platform where we can collaborate with the other nonprofits around the town and world, for that matter, and see how we can help them bring their cause to a wider community and collect their strengths with our strengths, build a network. And then in that network, we make sure that their cause is also heard and loved. And then we, as volunteering, we are also enjoying that cause for what we are doing. So that's how this whole Share and Grow came. So we do collaborate with some of the known organizations like Be The Match. You guys had a show with them too.
Yes.
So we do help them with a lot of their drives and their activities. We have SSIO, we have Christchurch Sugarland, where we do a lot of gardening activity, as she was mentioning, school supply drives and all that stuff. So that is how our Share and Grow collaboration works, where we have a lot of other profits, non-profit organizations coming in.
So we're just going to go on a short break, and when we come back, we will continue our conversation with the team of UNI. Guys, if you'd like to give us a call, we are taking calls. The number to call the studio is 713-974-4000. This is Chai Time on 99.5 FM.
All a child needs is complete care and a built environment to nourish and explore the hidden treasures within. Unfortunately, not every child has those things. It is the Rupani Foundation's mission to make sure that they do. Focusing on new immigrant, low-income, and refugee families, the Rupani Foundation engages parents and children in programs that will impact their futures in positive ways for years to come. Learn more about the Rupani Foundation, find out what resources may be available to you, or get involved and make a positive change in someone's life. Call 713-777-5059. That's 713-777-5059 to learn more about the Rupani Foundation. We do what we do because the Rupani Foundation understands.
Experience royalty at the Maharaja Bhog.
Maharaja Bhog, a pure vegetarian cuisine with recipes passed down through generations. 30 different dishes served at your table. Aapka pet to bhar jayega, ji nahi bharega. Visit Maharaja Bhog for a traditional meal in royal style. Boxed meals and catering also available. Call 713-771-2464. That's 713-771-2464.
Happy savings! Thanks to Discount Power for their great rates and service. Sign up on a Wise by 12 electricity plan and get a $25 bill credit by using promo code XBXCVR or visit discountpowertx.com/promotions. Yes, get a $25 bill credit when you sign up at discountpowertx.com/promotions or use the promo code XBXCVR.
Certain terms and conditions apply. One-time $25 off credit will be given to the second month's bill only to new customers who successfully sign up for Wise by 12 plan at discountpowertx.com/promotions. Or use the promo code XBXCVR, PUCT10177.
I'm so sick and tired of just doing the regular girls' night out. We need to think something outside of the box. Like, I'm just something different.
I just heard about this new place that opened up in Sugar Land. It's called Artsy Soul.
Artsy Soul?
Yeah, it's a new place where you can do mosaic, make candles, pottery, painting.
Wow, that sounds like fun.
It is fun. We should get Sarah and Janie and all our girls together for a girls' night. And it's right on University Boulevard.
Let's do this. Give me the number. Let's get the girls together.
The number is 346-874-7507.
Okay, so the number is 346-874-7507. Got it. Okay, well, I'm going to get the girls on the phone.
More than 17 years of business experience. Winner of the National Quality Award from the National Association of Insurance and Financial Advisory for 9 consecutive years. Member of the Court of the Table Million Dollar Roundtable, the premier association of insurance and financial professionals for 4 consecutive years. Chairman's Counsel Agent with New York Life, which put him in the top 1% in the country for 8 consecutive years. Supporting community events and charitable organizations for over a decade. One name, Amir Ali Dodia, your agent of the community. Call today to secure your family's financial future. Agent, New York Life Insurance Company, 832-877-0177. That is 832-877-0177. Call today to help secure your family's financial future.
You're listening to the Chai Time Show on 99.5 FM.
Welcome back to Chai Time on 99.5 FM. We are also Facebook Live, so go like us on our page and also share. If you want to share your comments, you can do that on Facebook Live or you can call us with questions. Our number is 713-974-4000. And we this segment is brought to you by Amir Ali Dodia from New York Life. We continue our conversation with Suchitra from UNI. So go ahead.
Yeah, as I was saying, we were talking about our initiative Share and Grow. And while doing the collaboration with these organizations around, we found that there is a lot of need in these organizations and a lot of knowledge that our interns, our volunteers, especially high schoolers, could really gain from the experience and have a lot of opportunities to work on those causes with these collaborators. And that's where we came up with the Arise and Thrive initiative. Mm-hmm. That's where it comes in place. And here it's like an internship program. Oh. And I would like our co-founder, Deborah, to say things on that.
Sure. So the third initiative that UNI has is called Rise and Thrive. And this is geared to slightly older children or youth. I shouldn't be calling them children. to older youth, basically between 14 and 19 years of age. And the concept behind this is, of course, you know, the key is collaboration. Our organization is all about collaboration. And we really, you know, that's what each of the initiatives is built on. The key in terms of Rise and Thrive is we have provided some internships that many of the students that are middle or high school students have taken up. And this was actually our first year. I don't know if we've talked about this, but our organization is just a year old. We literally celebrated our first birthday. This was the internships were the very first time that we were offering these. And we were we had a really, really rewarding experience. And I think the the high school and middle school and high school students did too. They worked on several projects, and a lot of them were collaborations with one of our with one of the nonprofits called Be the Match, and they basically had came up with their own research questions, and they researched it, and they came up with actual report, and then they presented it and so on. It was a very rewarding experience, and we worked with them hand in hand and with our collaborator, of course. So I think one of the things I wanted to mention is sort of building on what Rajni had said, we start early, but our long-term goal is the children and youth that volunteer for our organization will gradually really sort of see the deeper meaning of volunteering. Of course, the children are the younger children are all about fun and being with their peers, but gradually, over time, we really want them to recognize the value of volunteering and what is the deeper meaning and why are we doing this. So, asking some of those deeper questions, we want to get to that, along the way. Another thing that perhaps many of you know is that volunteering, it's actually scientifically proven that volunteering is good for health. So it's not just that we are giving of our time or the children are giving of their time. It's actually good for us, and people that volunteer live longer. It's actually true.
Yeah.
Because actually, when you're volunteering, you're actually not giving; you're gaining.
Yeah.
So that's never a giving.
Yes. Exactly. So what you're gaining, the deeper, the meaning of it. And I interrupted you.
So when they started doing their internships, they started working on the projects that were offered by our collaborator, Be the Match, and also one of our very own project of the special needs kids. And when they started working on this, they understood the meaning of this coming together for a cause. That's the first step. Right. And then they also understood about what the cause of Be the Match is working towards for, and what is the need, and how much is the need. Right. And how much is still more there, for us to do as a community, for these children who are waiting for the donor or the match, and the importance of a donor registry. Because as part of the project, they went and they interviewed the donors. They went and interviewed the recipients. They went and interviewed the patients. Mm-hmm. So this is a new experience for them.
Right.
And the internship was guided well by professional mentors from the academic background and the physicians. Practitioners, here in the hospitals. I cannot reveal the names now, but they are the professionals in the field, and also well supported by the University of Houston PhD students, who were there because of their little more experience than they are the bridge between the high schoolers and the adult professionals. It's to get everything going smooth. Yeah. So that really helped these children to understand the entirety of this project, why we are doing this, for whom are we doing, and where is the need, and how we can address this need. And so the result of this is, after the internship, they came back to us and saying that I'm now waiting when I can turn 18 so I can register myself as donor.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And one of the University of Houston student who has been a young mentor for them, while doing this mentorship to them, he didn't even tell any of us, but he straight away went and he registered himself. Mm. What more do you want? Like when it inspires somebody to do this. And who knows, somebody who is doing like this might could be a match to a child who is waiting for a donor. Yeah. Or, you know, then our lives are blessed.
Yes.
So this is another one in a way of looking at doing all these works, that it's not only inspiring them, but also making them take that extra step. Either a small step or a big step, it is that step that to take forward to bring this change in the community, in the perceptions of the community and perceptions of the families in the community towards the needy people existing in the community. So our Rise and Thrive, like how you see these names help and impact.
Yeah.
So they are helping through their volunteering and impacting not just the friends in the community through their volunteering, but also themselves. Yeah. And from there, we as an organization, we are sharing our revenues with our fellow nonprofits to sharing our web space or avenues with them, growing mutually. Like it is not them growing with us, it is actually we growing with their collaboration, you know. By that, like, we are providing all these opportunities to our children, to our volunteers and the adults too. And then Rise and Thrive. So from that way of doing the special works through the Share and Grow, they are rising above that and then thriving to do better, much more, through the internships what we are offering. So, and from that, this is all the works that we're doing locally here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Here in US, you know. But as I said, the background that we come from India, I mean, not just India, but there are many other countries who are still in need of this kind of support, you know, people coming forward to support. These days, if you have to compare with what the situation was when it was in 90s or when it was in 80s, these days, there are a lot of people who are coming forward to help the friends in the community, locally and internationally. And so we are now doing our project Nandanam, which is a Sanskrit name, which means Garden of Resources. Mm-hmm. And we are supporting underprivileged special need kids towards their therapy, academic augmentation, in our collaborating nonprofit institution, where we are supporting three children and anyone who is interested in supporting them to any amount that they would want to. It doesn't matter if it is $1 or a $5 or a $500 or a $5,000. Any amount of the donation that they're making towards this child is purely for that. And this is going to bring in a change in a child's life, mm-hmm. more directly. You can see that. And we keep it very transparent that they can go and visit the child and they can see the progress. And we always share the progress of the child, you know, mm-hmm. whom they are supporting. And then we are also supporting the underprivileged children through their nutritional meals. And also we are providing clothing. Like we do the, you know, we are going to come up with our clothing drive, the Desi clothing drive in the coming spring. And the clothing what we are receiving, we are going to ship to the India and to various organizations. More importantly, now we are collaborating with an organization called HELP, which is about, they work a lot for the trafficking victims who are rescued, who are from the ages 4 to the ages 18. Oh, wow. I mean, so they are about 252 children who are rescued and who are being sheltered at different homes by this organization. And they are rescued and they are produced in the court and directly produced to the, I mean, transported to these shelter homes, that they come with nothing.
Yeah.
That all they need is, they did not even ask for any monetary benefits. All they asked was clothing. So we are doing this, providing these resources of clothing to these young children and women who, by doing so, we are trying to bring some dignity to their life, you know, and their confidence. And we are making all our UNDI families and also families across the neighborhoods and in our community to help any bit to these children. So these are our international initiatives. I mean, the project that caters to the international community. Mm-hmm. This is how we do it. So this Nandanam is about more about bringing families together to help the children abroad. So right now, we are doing it in India because we have a team established in India and we are able to do it, execute it in India. But we hope to do it in as many countries as possible as we grow.
Right.
Yeah.
Also, so, what are some of your community outreach programs that you have?
So through the Help and Impact initiative that we do all around the year, we not only volunteer at different partnering organizations, but we also have special teams like art, coding and digital, through which we do special projects for the special need kids, like where these kids are trained and then they go and then teach the, like bring the art workshops to the special needs children, in a way that it improves, it enhances their fine and gross motor skills, or it enhances their eye and hand, you know, the cognitive skills, you know, to in a very specialized and meaningful way that it not only educates them, but educates the volunteers as well. You know, and the computer coding, as I said, like these coding classes are meant for the patrons in the community through the library.
Yeah.
But we are also designing it in such a way that it's, again, you know, we're taking this little further to the special needs community, where the adult instructors are going to be there, like to teach them, and then these kids are being clubbed with the special needs, so they're working as a team. So this is an environment we want to create to befriend them and make it like more of an inclusive environment, and make it a natural phenomenon for them to understand the special need kids, that, you know, it's not like a special needs and all that, that it has to be just my friend. You know, that we have helped. And tomorrow, if that friend could get this skill from all this tutoring, what we are trying to help them, and, you know, get a part-time job or do his own business or do his own works. I mean, what more? Like, the, that's the impact what we want to bring. Yeah. And digital work. So, you know, these kids from the middle age, middle school age, I mean, middle school age, they are so into this technology, and I mean,
it's
I'm not so good
school.
At it.
I have my 4-year old.
Maybe,
into technology.
Yeah. So we are trying to tap on that and make them do. So our organization, starting from the designing of the logo to all of these flyers, I think that you do, you see here, any of the works that you would see is all done by, built by volunteers. And some of the works probably are done by a middle schooler. Like the posters for our collaborators or any posters that they would need for their event. They're done by the middle schooler, you know. And so they, when they're bringing their skill to a meaning, first thing is they're very happy that their expertise is coming into...
They really enjoy saying, this is not how it works. This is the cool method. This is the in thing. This is not the in thing. So... It's a very thrilling experience to see how they learn and how they put their art or whatever passion into things. So
they they have such a sense of pride, you know?
Yes.
I mean, just that fulfillment that, oh, you know, my skills are, you know, helping somebody.
Right. Yeah. And I guess, like, we learn from them. Mm-hmm. We don't realize that. We've been talking so much about the young kids and, you know, kids from 5 years, but also the parents get involved, right?
Yes.
So it's like the parents, initially, the start could be, I want my child to learn, to volunteer so that they can learn something in life, learn to give, and you know, we don't think, we just want our kids to do volunteer to learn, but then in the long run we are learning from them, and I think a lot of the moms and the dads have sort of learned from their own children, right?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, we do have a lot of parents who would have started off with, can we just drop and go, and then the next time they would be like, they would just volunteer to be there. They'll sign up in our sign-up sheets, and you'll see them really into the passion of helping. And I think they take the pride in answering their child's questions too. When, you know, as they're working, they come up with questions, and it gives a sense of security for especially those younger kids to see someone from their family be with them mm-hmm. while they're doing that work. Yeah. It's not like, oh, they're wearing an org shirt, they're just coming and doing it for yeah. an organization. They feel it's like a family thing, yeah. you know. There's a lot of, mm-hmm. especially when it comes to gardening and those activities. Yeah. We have seen a lot of conversations where the parent and the child is thinking how to take this back home or bring something of their experience yeah. here. Yeah. So it's a lot of interaction between parent and child that also happens.
Yeah,
here.
It's a lot of bonding for them. Yes, as well.
Family bonding, yeah. really. Yeah, so, that's very true.
That's so this much of volume of work, what you see, is not done by just three of us.
We yes, have a beautiful,
we have a beautiful team. And yes. again, the team is also moms from our volunteer families, like from the UNI family. There are some who have stepped up and said that, no, we can give this extra time. Most of them are working professionals, even if they're stay-home moms, but still they have like a, they played full. Yeah. But still, despite of all that, I mean, somebody who has a two-year-old is volunteering as a team member, somebody who has like a full-time job, who goes to office like at 5:30 in the morning and come back only by 5 o'clock, they're still helping yeah. us. Somebody who is like who has an office in Austin and drive all the way to Austin weekly tries, she's volunteering as a team member. So like this, we have different background people coming forward and stepping up to give that extra commitment as a team member. And we have instructors in our coding classes, like, you know, where, I mean, I'm not a coding person at all. I can say anything about the biology, but nothing about the coding, you know? Right. So I probably learn along with them. But then we have these beautiful Hyundai moms and dads who have stepped up and, came forward to say that they are just like my kids and I would want to teach them. So they came and they taught them. And it's all a very happy environment.
Yeah.
It's when they come and do it, it's a beautiful feeling. And as she said, they have serious discussions. Yeah. I mean, that goes on like when they're doing the activity, not just the gardening, but any other activity that they do, that both of them are trying to bring their expertise.
Yeah, it's really good because when we did, we attended your event and, y'all had a lot of parents doing a lot of things out there. And we were really amazed by that. We were like, wow, that is, you know, they themselves are helping in the technical area, mm-hmm. In everything. And mm-hmm. the support that they show to the organization, to their kids was really great because many times, a lot of the adults, they sort of like just drop off the kids, like you said, and they don't get involved. Mm-hmm. And all they do is when the kids come home, they're like, okay, so what did you do with your hour, right? Yeah. And there's nothing hands-on experience. So this is so wonderful. And this organization has really opened up our eyes because, Chai Time has been here for almost 2 years and we are a great supporter and we believe in supporting all the nonprofit organization, but yours is somehow unique.
In
its own way. And we are really happy because to see that y'all are making such a great impact on kids' lives, on parents' lives, and it's just so wonderful. Like things that y'all teach, like the different programs that y'all have, right? Mm-hmm. And you're reaching to so many communities as well. Mm-hmm. And it's nice that, we are able to sort of collaborate and share that awareness to all the listeners mm-hmm. out there. And I am 100% sure, like many of us, including us here, had no clue about you and I, what it stands for, what its organization is about. So for y'all ladies to really come on. And of course, there are many more programs that we would love you, love y'all to share with us as well. So if you'd like to tell us, Deborah, about the other programs that y'all have for under your organization.
I think moving forward, we do have plans for additional internships and so on. Moving forward, maybe for the next year, we're talking about those and trying to set those up. And really underneath all of this, there is a team, as Rajini mentioned, a team of dedicated volunteers that spend hours and hours and hours making it all work. And so, on the surface, so
Drawing leave. So there was this mom who brought her child to volunteer, and he was helping us talk to people, explain what be the matches and why you need to register and what's the need. After a couple of minutes of the interaction, she comes up and says, can I register myself? I said, of course. I mean, that will be the best thing. And I think it was a very, very great moment for us, because her son was helping her register. And that, I thought, was a very unique thing, because I'm sure when he becomes 18, he's going to do the first thing. But it's a great thing that you're helping your parent in believe in the cause that you are volunteering. So it was a wonderful experience. And I think it's open for everyone.
अपने मुल्क में ही आती है.
मैंने भी सारी पैकिंग कर ली है, कपड़े